From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea mounts a 2-1 come-from-behind victory over Czechia in their 2026 FIFA World Cup Group A opener. Former President Yoon Suk-yeol is sentenced to 30 years in prison for sending drones to North Korea in an effort to justify his eventual martial law decision. And leaders of South Korea and Italy agreed to elevate bilateral relations to special strategic partnership during their summit in Rome. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korea's national football team has come from behind to defeat Czechia 2-1 in their opening match at the 2026 FIFA World Cup, marking a strong start to their campaign. The Taeguk Warriors conceded first in the second half, but rallied with two goals to seal a dramatic comeback victory in Guadalajara, Mexico on Thursday local time or Friday Korea Standard Time. Yoon So-young has more on South Korea's first win at this year's World Cup.
자, 좋습니다. 공수의 끝 따내고 거둬냅니다.
South Korea defeated Czechia 2-1 in their Group A opener at Estadio Guadalajara in Mexico on Thursday at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Czechia took the lead in the 58th minute when captain Ladislav Krejci headed in a long throw-in to beat goalkeeper Kim Seung-gyu. South Korea responded quickly. Hwang In-bum equalized in the 67th minute, chipping the ball over the keeper after breaking through Czechia's defensive line. 12 minutes later, substitute Oh Hyun-gyu completed the comeback, converting a cross to put South Korea ahead. Goalkeeper Kim made two crucial saves late in the match to preserve the lead. South Korea's manager Hong Myung-bo said the victory has created positive momentum for the match against Mexico next week.
I think the fact that our players didn't give up and fought until the end to secure the victory has a much greater positive effect on our team. I would like to congratulate them once again on their victory.
The Taeguk Warriors will face Mexico at the same venue on June 18th, followed by a match against South Africa at Estadio Monterrey in Guadalupe on June 24th. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
Former President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for sending drones to North Korea in an effort to justify his later decision to impose martial law. A Seoul court concurred with the prosecution that Yoon sought to provoke North Korea for political gain. Gui Jin has the details.
Former President Yoon Suk-yeol has been found guilty of orchestrating drone infiltrations of North Korea to escalate cross-border tensions and create rationale for declaring martial law in December 2024. The Seoul Central District Court on Friday sentenced Yoon to 30 years for benefiting the enemy, citing the likelihood that military secrets were leaked to North Korea after a drone crashed near Pyongyang. He was also convicted of abuse of power and obstructing the exercise of rights. The court also handed down a 30-year sentence to former Defense Minister Kim Yong-hyun, a 15-year sentence to former Defense Counterintelligence Commander Yeo In-young, and a 3-year sentence suspended for 5 years to former Drone Operations Commander Kim Yong-dae. The court found Yoon and his fellow defendants guilty of ordering the drone incursions around October 2024 in an attempt to escalate military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and provoke a response from the North, which would serve to justify his subsequent martial law bid. Yoon's legal team maintained that the drone deployment was a legitimate military response to North Korea's trash balloon launches in 2024. His lawyers voiced deep regret over the ruling and vowed to appeal, arguing that the court had mischaracterized a military decision made in the national interest as an act of treason. Gu Hee-jin, KBS World Radio News.
The leaders of South Korea and Italy agreed to elevate bilateral relations to a special strategic partnership during their summit in Rome on Thursday. President Lee Jae-myung, in a joint press announcement with Italian President Sergio Mattarella, said that the two sides will open a chapter of new cooperation toward co-prosperity based on their bond of accumulated trust and shared values. The South Korean leader said Seoul and Rome will jointly promote energy security and stability in supply chains despite disruptions and work together to facilitate the development of their cooperation in trade and investment. He said his Italian counterpart highly regarded Seoul's resolve to resume dialogue and cooperation with North Korea as part of its vision for peaceful coexistence and shared growth, and promised to support such efforts. The South Korean president said the two sides will adopt a strategic two-way action plan for the years 2026 through 2030 in a bid to sufficiently fulfill and monitor achievements from expanding cooperation at the United Nations and elsewhere in the international arena. South Korea's Air Force kicked off its large-scale Soaring Eagle air exercise on Friday for the first time in a year and a half. The Air Force said the 2026 Soaring Eagle exercise will run through Friday of next week at the 17th Fighter Wing Air Base in Cheongju, North Chungcheong Province. The exercise involves around 210 personnel and some 50 aircraft, including the F-35A, F-15K, F-16, KF-16, F-A-50, and F-5 fighter jets, the KA-1 light attack aircraft, and the KC-330 multi-role tanker transport. The drill focuses on responses to enemy fighter jet and drone incursions, cruise missile firings, and preemptive strikes against the point of origin of an imminent enemy provocation, including transporter erector launchers. Since 2008, the Air Force had conducted the Soaring Eagle exercise twice a year, but decided to hold it once a year instead after a series of accidents occurred last year, including one in March 2025, in which Air Force fighter jets accidentally dropped 8 bombs on a village in northern Gyeonggi Province during live fire drills, injuring 15 civilians. A mediation body under the Personal Information Protection Commission will resume class mediation proceeding related to Coupang's massive personal data breach. The Personal Information Dispute Mediation Committee said in a statement that it consolidated 2 separate class mediation applications against Coupang into a single case and is now resuming the mediation process. The 2 initial cases were filed separately, one by 50 individuals, including a person with the surname Gu, on December 11th, and another by more than 1,600 individuals, including a person with the surname Kim, on December 23rd. The committee will accept additional applications from users wishing to join the class mediation proceedings as parties for a period of 15 days until June 26th. The PIPC began its investigation into Coupang's data breach on November 21st of last year. The committee temporarily suspended the 2 related class mediation cases on February 9th of this year. Clear skies are expected nationwide Friday night, with showers in the forecast in the inland areas and mountainous regions of Gangwon Province. The Korea Meteorological Administration says skies will remain clear in the central region and North Gyeongsang Province in the country's southeast on Saturday, but clouds will form over the southwestern Jeolla region and South Gyeongsang Province in the southeast. Morning low temperatures across the country will range between 13 and 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs peaking between 26 and 32 degrees. The temperature in Seoul will hover around 17 degrees on Saturday morning and warm up to a high of 31 degrees in the afternoon. Inland regions around the country are expected to see showers under cloudy skies on Sunday. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.